let's talk about the energy this week and how we're going to use it to truly step further and further into that new identity that we are here to claim in 2027. It's going to be such a fun week, so make sure you listen and you get ready for all the fun. But first up, I just want you to know that I'm sitting in my office. The birds are chirping. You might be able to hear them on this recording. And it is one of those wonderfully beautiful, weird spring days where it started out with thunder showers, and then there was some sun, and there's wind, and then there's clouds again. It's kind of all over the place, which is what you might be feeling right now, where you're just like, what is going on? I feel kind of like all over the place and a little bit distracted, and I'm not sure where we're at right now. So anyway, if you are feeling like that, I want you to know you are not alone. Also, this spring energy is saying, like, I just remember a couple of months ago, I was like, oh, it's like so dead outside. And now I look outside and there's new life and there's green. And I planted some flowers last year that I'm like, oh, are they going to come up? And I almost get that worry in within myself of saying, is this flower going to come up or not? And I start to see the green emerging and it starts to get big, and I start to question, does it need to be bigger right now? And I think this analogy that I'm trying to say right now is so similar to sometimes when we are on this journey of life and we have written down those desires and we know what we want with so much certainty, but we're doubting ourselves and we're doubting if we're on the right path, or we're doubting if these dreams and these desires are really for me. And I just want you to look outside right now and think about spring and remember that Mama Nature trusts. She trusts that the seasons are always going to come around. She trusts that the springtime is always going to come. She trusts that there are going to be leaves on the trees in the spring. She also trusts that sometimes when nature has run its course, there's going to be a tree that dies or a plant that dies. And she doesn't worry about it. She just trusts. And that is something that I really want you to lean into as we continue to do these rewire your brain activities, where you're really stepping into your desires, you're getting rid of those hidden beliefs, and we are stepping into this new identity, is that even if, and even though, or even when you can't see the clear picture that is out there for you, that you trust that what is meant to move through you today and what is meant to move through you this week will move through you, just like the leaves coming on the plants and the flowers starting to bloom. So with all that being said, last week we were a little bit like part in the new moon energy moving into the emergence, or that first quarter moon. This week we're starting out the week in that emergence energy and we're headed into a full moon. There is a full moon on Friday, May 1st. It is the flower moon. So a flower moon, the moons used to be named by the seasons of the year, and the flower moon is simply the name that the indigenous tribes gave to the moon to say, oh, this is when the flowers are blooming. And so just to remember back, full moons are about visibility. So not just the visibility of us and our gifts and our voice and our essence, but also the visibility with a little bit more ease of what is getting in the way of us stepping into our full visibility. Okay. We're also in that energy of spring, and that's the same energy that we are beginning the week with. The energy of spring is that emergence. The leaves are coming on the trees. The things are starting to poke out of the ground. This is you. We're truly fully in the energy of 2026 now, which is the fire horse energy, where it is you standing in your power. It is you standing in your confidence. It is you learning to take the beautiful information that your body is giving you and to trust that it's taking you on the path that it needs to take you. And so emergence energy is saying it's go time, right? So this is not the time that we are going to just sit around and do ritual all day. I still want you to do this. I want you to contemplate. I want you to get intentional every single day about what you're going to be doing for the day. But it's truly about actual forward movement, because that forward movement is actually what is going to show you what you need to release with the full moon later on in the week. Okay. So this is a very high activity point period. And so all of those things, so it's very important as you're doing your rewire, your brain activity, is that your intentions and your desires are probably going to stay very similar this week. You might shift and alter them just a little bit, But a couple of things are going to happen this week. As we get later into some of those questions on what is keeping me stuck, you're going to be able to see those with more clarity and maybe not right in the moment of doing those activities, but during the day while you're making your forward movements and you're doing your action steps, you're going to see with a lot more clarity, oh, this is what's getting in my way. And I want you to pay attention every single time you feel like a little bit of a resistance or you feel something heavy when you're going into your work. What is that trying to show you? Because what it's trying to show you is most likely something that you need to release with the full moon on Friday. The next thing that we're going to do is you're probably going to see with a lot more clarity the action steps. So when we get to the last part of that, where we ask ourselves, what needs to move through me today? What do I need to do? You're probably going to start to get more clarity. Remember, it's really important when we're asking for clarity and we're asking what needs to move through me, we don't necessarily are out ahead, like you might be getting some insights. I've been getting some hits on future things, but it's not necessarily the end game that we're seeking, because the end game is those desires that we're asking ourselves, like, what are my desires on my heart? What the action you're going to see now is, what are those things that have maybe been on my to-do list for a while? What are those things that, like, oh, you might feel inspired to post on social media this week, or you might feel inspired to clean your house, or you might feel inspired to whatever that is. I think you're going to see a lot more of this forward action. Your body is going to be wanting to move things through you, and I want you to do it. It is okay this week to be busy. This is when we're going to have kind of our peak times where we probably have a little bit more energy than now. We can stay more dialed in and focused on task, and we are getting stuff done. So hopefully that helps for the week. When you get to the full moon, you're going to start to, you might, as creatives and intuitives, many times we're going to start to work with the moon a little bit before the actual moon. So you might already, you're probably full on into your emerging, getting things done, starting to take those ideas that you had and putting them into action, but you're probably going to start to feel the pull of the full moon like Wednesday or Thursday. It might come in the form of a headache or digestive issues, things like that. Just remember that you're caring for your body at the same time of this. It's no longer optional to care for our bodies, right? So we have to do this deep care. So that you might be having like sleep disruption. If you're having sleep disruption, your serenities and your lavenders might not work right now. Might need to shift to Roman chamomile and cedarwood. For those sleep things, you might not be needing as much sleep. So if you're like, you know, dead set, like, oh, I have to get 8 hours of sleep, know that at this time, depending on where you're at in your menstrual cycle, it's very common you can get by on less sleep. But just pay attention to those things as we go into the full moon. Give yourself a nice releasing ceremony as you're going through the week. This is like Thursday, Friday, Saturday are going to be really beautiful days to really sit and maybe spend a little bit more time on your rewrite of the brain activity and see what pops up for you and what you're really ready to release, and burn that shit. Like, burn it, let it go. This is a really great week to let go of some of those lingering things, those lingering thought patterns and ideas and concepts that are getting in your way. So hopefully this helps. It's a great week for forward movement. And in that forward movement, you're going to see the blocks with a lot more clarity. And so now it's time to just let go of them, to step into the next layer of abundance that is going to carry us through May, June, and July.